My name is Ryan Sullivan, and I have spent the last 7 years producing podcasts. Over that time, I've helped business owners generate hundreds of thousands of downloads with their podcasts. And the one thing people always ask almost immediately is, what equipment do I need to do this? And most of the equipment out there is a complete waste of money. I know because I've spent $10,000 to $20,000 on equipment, and many of my clients have as well. So this guide is going to show you exactly what you need, and most importantly, what you don't need to record a successful podcast. So let's get to it. So today I'm going to save you the trouble of Googling, ChatGPTing, and even YouTubing the equipment that you need for your podcast. We're going to get it all done here in this video. So let's get to the first piece of equipment. The first piece of equipment you need is a microphone, but the times have changed. You don't need this huge podcast microphone anymore. This is good enough. Now, I know my sound engineers and my sound people will say, no,
it's not good enough. You need a professional microphone.
Okay. Yes, it's cool to have a podcast mic, right? That's awesome. But what I'm optimizing for is your ability to turn on that camera and hit record. And this particular mic, called the Hollyland Mark II, is the best microphone on earth. And I'm not sponsored by them. I'm not paid to say this. The number one reason why this is the best microphone on earth is because you don't need to do anything to use it. You take your phone, you plug it into your phone, you take out the mic, you put it on your shirt or your collar, and you're done. It's over. You don't need to adjust levels. You don't need to adjust it. It's got a magnet on it. It is the best microphone on earth. So no more are the days of the podcast mics and these huge contraptions. Yes, is this going to sound better? Yes. Do you need it? No. So if you think at any point you might record videos on the street, or you might record videos standing up at a conference, or maybe in a hotel room, or just on the go, you're not bringing this one, right? Hollyland Mark II. It's going to save your ass. Okay, the second piece of equipment you need for your podcast, this goes for interviews and solos, is a phone. You do not need a camera, okay? iPhone, for the last infinity amount of years, the only thing that they have said, that the only thing that they have ever changed is the camera. It's the same damn iPhone for the past 10 years. And each year they go, new camera. It's got a new camera, right? Since Steve Jobs left, that's all they really care about now is the freaking camera. So that's it. Use your phone. Do you have a phone that's made in the last 3, I would say even 5 years? You're good. You're good. That's it. Set it up like I have mine. It's on wide, right? It's on cinematic mode, so it'll blur the background and all that. That's extra. But really, all you need is a phone. And if you say, yeah, but I'm doing Zoom interviews, how am I going to use a phone? The phones plug into the computers now. It's really simple, right? It's just you plug it in and the phone becomes a webcam. So if you want to get a webcam too, that's fine. I have both. I have a phone and I have a 4K webcam. And I have freaking cameras. I got so many cameras, I don't even want to, I'm using them as, you know, what's the thing called that you paper the thing on your desk? Anyway, you don't need a camera, okay? You just need paperweight, that's what it is. I'm using my cameras as paperweights. You don't need a camera. You need a mic and you need a phone. That's it. Okay, the third and last piece of equipment you need if you want to start a podcast is a tripod. This will help you in all aspects of life. Are you having trouble with your partner not listening to you? Break out the tripod. She's going to say, what the heck are you doing with this tripod? And then, boom, she starts listening. Huh, magic. Tripod. Hey, I got to record this video. Tripod, right? It's the magic answer to everything. But this is just the one people forget. You don't want to lean your phone against a freaking book. You don't want to, you know, duct tape your phone to, you know, a golf club or something, or a lamp, right? You want to have a good, solid tripod. And that is it, okay? Now I'm going to give you a last one, a bonus one, because my videographer people are going to kill me if I don't say this, which is a light. You just need some form of lighting. Right now I have a computer screen right in front of me, right? That's some light. But I also have professional lights. This is under $100 on Amazon. Go type in Neuer. It's N-E-E-W-E-R, Neuer ring light, Neuer light. There's a cube one. There's any type of lighting. That's the bonus one here. If you're gonna shoot video, lighting. All right, so we know the three pieces of equipment we need. We need a microphone, Hollyland Mark II. We need a phone. We don't need a camera. And we need a good tripod. And then the bonus is we need a light. And if you want a rule to follow, it is the number one determining factor for audio quality is, drum roll please, the microphone. The number one determining factor for video quality is, drum roll please, the light. Microphone quality is determined by the microphone you have and where you place it. Video quality is determined not by the camera, but by the lighting. So that's it. Those three things, focus on nothing else. Anything that gets you to finally stop watching this video and hit record. And luckily for you, I have the perfect way to do that. You have your mic, you have your phone, you have your tripod, you maybe even have your light. And now you're like, okay, but how do I do a podcast? Well, in the description of this video, we are going to have 20 plus title ideas that all have over 1,000 downloads each. So go ahead and steal those and apply them to you, as well as the exact scripts we use to make these podcasts every single week. It's called Script Science. Not going to mean anything to you, but what will mean something to you is the title ideas and video frameworks we have in the description. Click that link.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.